and were the first builders in stone, etc. The big unanswered question was, what had happened? How was this highly advanced black civilization so completely destroyed that its people in our times, and for some centuries past, have found themselves not only behind the other peoples of the world, but even the color of their skin a sign of inferiority, bad luck, and the badge of the slave, whether bond or freed? And, since I had learned that whites were once enslaved as generally as any other race, how did it come about that slavery was finally concentrated in Africa for blacks only? In short, no books or other studies in high school and college answered or gave clues to answers to the problems that puzzled me most. For no matter what the factual data were, all the books written about the blacks by their conquerors reflected the conquerors' viewpoints. Nothing else should have been expected. And, considering how thoroughgoing was the capture of the minds of the blacks also, it is really not surprising that so many Negro scholars still faithfully follow in the footsteps of their white masters. I was convinced that what troubled me and what I had wanted to know was what troubled the black masses and what they wanted to know. We wanted to know the whole truth, good and bad, for it would be a continuing degradation of the African people if we simply destroyed the present system of racial lies embedded in the world literature only to replace it with glorified fiction based more on wishful thinking than the labors of historical research. My inquiry, therefore, was